Rowan says on yesterday, on the case we're doing yesterday, he says like this. He says, Okay. Right? Why? Sherei lo nochu haperos al gabi haoretz, the Rambam says. But then he adds, v'nimtza shelo okar me'al gabi mokom arba. Okay. He says, why are you putter? Because the peros were not munochos.
What's the case?
Our case, the peros are in the kli, and the kli is floating in the water. So he says, "Sharei lo nochu aperos agabi haoretz." So the peros were not resting on the oretz, right? But what's the problem with the peros not resting on the oretz? He says, "Lo okar me agabi mokom arba," right?
Why?
He says, "You're not okar mi mokom arba." Now hold on. And that's the beginning of this parak. Ein hamotzi rishus loshus or maver rishus rabim chutz la'arba amos chayev ad sheyakar chayfetz me'al gabi mokum sheish bo arba tefachim al arba tefachim o yeser v'yaniach gabi mokum sheish bo arba al arba tefachim. And then he says yodo shalodim chashuv lo ka'arba al arba. And also your mouth can be considered arba al arba. A lot of things start becoming arba al arba. There's a nice Ramban on how that works, but from idea, okay. So listen to that. Listen to this. Right. So for instance, he says, "Haya ochel v'yotzei mirshus l'rishus v'chishev lahotzi ochel shebefiv mirshus l'rishus chayev." Somebody's walking from Rishus to Rishus and he's eating. Okay? And he's eating. And he has in mind to be motzi, the food, in his mouth from Rishus to Rishus. Okay? Mipnei she machshavoso masimo piv. So he's chayev. Why? Mipnei shemachshavoso masimo piv mokom arba. Okay. His das makes his mouth a mokom arba. Okay. A mokom arba. Afo pi shelo hotzi kiderech hamotzia. Okay. That's one set of halachos. Where the Rambam is emphasizing the din of that is munach on a mokom dalad al dalad. That's basically Perek Yigimel over here. Beginning of Perek Yigimel. Now listen to this case over here. It has a similar case in the end of Yigimel too, but this one I think is a little bit more what I'm looking for exactly. This is Perek Chof. Now, what do you do if if it gets dark, if it turns Shabbos and you're traveling home? So what do you do? Right? How do you get your stuff home? So he says like this. If there's no guy around, you do this. Meiniach kiso oleha. Or you have an animal. Let's say you have an animal with you. Meniach kiso oleha keshehi mahalechas. So while the animal is moving, put your bags on it. Okay, while it's moving. Ukeshetirta lamod, and when the animal wants to stop, Not lo me'aleha. You should take it off of it. Kidei shelo ta'amod v'hu aleha. So that it doesn't stop and your bag is on it. In other words, you have to put it on while it's moving and take it off while it's moving. Right? You have to put it on while it's moving and take it off while it's moving.
Because your moves are on animal streets also?
No, he's talking about your hanach over here. Kidei shelo, it was a good question about the animal streets. Kidei shelo tiye sham lo akir v'lo hanach. Okay. Now there's no akira or anach at all.
Would it be a problem if the animal stopped and the bag is on it?
Yeah.
That would be a problem.
Then when you take it off the animal, it would be an akira.
From where?
From the animal. If the animal
even if it's in a place? Let's say the animal stops and goes again.
That would be an akira, right? That would be an akira.
From the animal.
From the animal.
Not from the original space it stopped at.
No, no. So, but here he's saying it's not an akira at all. In other words, the point I'm trying to make is if when the animal is moving, it's not called not an akira or an anocha mi'al gabi mokom dalad or dalad. It's called not an akira or an anocha at all. Okay. And the Rambam has a similar case over here in Yud Gimel. He has like this. V'chein ha'oker chayfetz v'hiniach al chavero kishehu mahalech. Right, same thing. You do it with another person. While the person is moving, you put something on him. U'be'eis sheyirtza chavero la'amod not lo me'al gabi chavero. And then when he wants to stop, you take it off of him. Right, so similar kind of thing. Harei zeh poter sherei yeshkan akira below hanacha. Here you have he's oker the chayfetz. That's the case that he starts out with nakira. But what's that? That's like tosis. Give me why is this not? This is not a nakira or hanacha. But I think that's in terms of the animal. I think you're right. That's in terms of the animal. Yomi chayv and the shvus of behema in the way that it's. That the animal gets loaded and unloaded. But over here, so you're right, maybe Perichov is not the right halacha over here. But over here, he says also, there's no hanocha. You don't say it's not a hanocha, may agabi dalet or dalet. I mean, what's the point I'm trying to make here? I'm trying to make this point. If you can be mechalik, I'm not sure. If you can be mechalik, and if the Rambam's, if you can be medayik in the Rambam's loshon, that there's a chilik between being meiniach something not al makom dalad dalad, and not being meiniach something.
Say that again.
Is there a difference between being meiniach something, right, but not al gabi makom dalad dalad, right, and not being meiniach something, or ochre something, the al gabi the ochre something, like for instance the case of the kli, the peros in the kli, the Ram calls that. Lo okar me'al gabi mokom arba. But
it is an akira.
It is an akira. As opposed to if you take something on and off the person who's moving, then that's not a nacha or an akira at all. Not that it's an akira, but not me'al mokom dalad dalad.
From the Tosos we saw yesterday, wouldn't it stand to reason that really the more primary reason why if you put something on a guy that's walking, it's just not hanacha, because you look at the thing's motion relative to the floor, it's considered to be constantly moving. I mean, it's not because of the guy, it's not dalad dalad, but then when he stands still, he is. It's just...
So what I want to say is like this, that what is the idea, what is an akira me'al gabi dalet al dalet? What does that mean? Or anocha me'al dalet al dalet? What does that mean? Because it doesn't literally mean me'al dalet al dalet, because you have a lot of exceptions. The hand, the mouth, A fireplace could be, a tanur could be mokum dalad dalad, a dog's mouth can be dalad dalad. Right? So what does it mean? It means the idea like Tosos was saying. It's the mokum, it's mokum hanocha. It's the appropriate mokum. So if you want to, that's like,
the ready.
What's that?
The ready.
Right. You have a lot of cases like that. You have a lot of cases like that. Okay. You have a lot of cases like that. So there's two things. There's being meiniach. And then there's an idea of that it's munach, and then there's an idea of it's munach in its place. Okay, something can be not chayev for one of two reasons, it would seem. Either because it was not munach in its place, right? Either because it's lacking munach in its place, or it's lacking being munach at all. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like the rain, or the water, running water. It's not munach at all. It's not munach at all. But if it's munach in the wrong place, it's not a problem that it's not munach. It's that it doesn't have the quality of hanocha, which is that the thing is being stored properly, or being removed from its storage. That's really the idea of a kiran hanocha, right?
Are you saying that like for hanocha you always need both? Like if you don't have, you're missing one of them, it won't be enough.
That's right. No. I'm saying you're going to be potter. If you're missing either one of them, you're potter. But they're different ideas of patur. Right? One is that the thing is at rest. It has a din of being munach. Right? But it's not munach in the right place. The other thing is that the thing is not munach at all. Okay? So if this chilek is right, so then let's take the two cases. So the Rambam calls the mayim on the mayim munach in its place. Right? But the peros on the kalim in the mayim is munach, but not in the right place. Okay? And the person who's walking, and you put something on him, that's not munach at all. Okay? So, what's the difference? One second.
Wait, if the person in the tree is munach, just it's not in its place?
That's what he says. It's not... Shalom nochu b'mokom dalad al dalad, he says. It doesn't say shalom nochu. It says shalom nochu b'mokom dalad al dalad. because what's troubling is why does Ram call the pri in the kli on the mayim munach, but not mokum dal? He says it's not munach. He should say it's not noch. It's not resting.
Because it's moving.
Yeah.
And he says that in other places.
Wait, the dollar thing?
No, he says that it's just. He says that he references it as not munach.
It's just not. Okay. It's just not a nacha.
He does say it's not.
Yeah, avolim ochav avolo hiniach. All those other cases.
I'm saying when referencing the case of the thing in the kui on the water.
That he says. He says, "Sheharei lo nochu apiras al gabi arz v'nimtza shelo okar me al gabi mokom arba."
Right.
He doesn't reference that case anywhere else.
The very same case you just read.
Right.
Why would he reference it again? What do you mean reference it? No. Okay. Yeah. I guess this is what I'm trying. Maybe I got a little off track here. Let me say it like this. Why does the Rambam say, because it's not noch on the mokom dalet al dalet, right? He means to say that that's the problem here. The problem is not that it doesn't partake of the idea of hanocha. That was when he says normally it's not hanocha, right? You put it on somebody who's moving. He doesn't have to spell out the psul. It's not in the inyan of hanocha. But why here does he say, because it's not shaykh to the whole concept of hanacha. But why here does the Rambam say, because it's not munach, it's not on a mokom dalad al dalad, right? He means to say that really the idea of hanacha applies. But the mayim can never qualify as its place. Now as it lacks, what is it lacking? It's not lacking the idea of hanacha. The idea of hanacha is good. Right? It's by an Adam who's moving, or a behemoth that's moving. That lacks the very concept of hanacha, because it doesn't relate to any specific... The animal itself is not the place. And it's not like a yacht. And it doesn't relate to any specific area on the ground. Right? So he doesn't spell it out. But over here, he spells it out. Why? He says, "Your potter, sherei lo nochu aperos al gabi ha'oretz, v'nimse shelo okar me al gabi mokom arba." Meaning to say like this, that really the mayim is a limited area. And the concept of hanocha would apply. Because it does relate to a specific mokom beneath it. It does relate to a specific mokom beneath it. The only thing is that the shame mayim is preventing it from having the quality of its place. The fact that, in other words, let me say it like this. It would be, the Rambam is trying to explain, it's a similar case. Let's say you put something on somebody's shoulders, right? So what's the makom? The makom really is the karka. Right? The makom really is the ground. Right? Because if the makom were the gavra, that's what we said before, that would be like a malbush. Because when I put it on somebody's back, in Rishus HaRabim, I'm really putting it into the Rishus HaRabim. Right? But the Ram is trying to explain over here, but if the guy is moving, he has no tziruf to any makom. Right? So I'm not doing any anocha in terms of the makom and the ground. But what the Rambam is trying to explain is if I have a small body of water, right, why can't you say it doesn't relate to the karka beneath it? So that's what he's explaining, saying really that would be true. That just like when I put it on an Adam, it relates to the makom beneath him, and I'm putting it on this specific part of the water. I'm putting it on this water and there's karka beneath it. Right? Just like the water itself has a din of the karka beneath it. And when I take out a cup of water, I'm ochre it from the karka. So why can't I say when I put the kli on the mayim, it's like I'm making a tziruf, or the pri on the kli. It doesn't matter, either one. that I'm making a tzira to the karka as well, right? So that's what he says, no, that's a separate din of mayim for an object is intrinsically mufka from the idea of its makom. Mayim and the ideas of mayim and being its makom are intrinsically contradictory. So therefore, although it really is munach in this, so here the psul is not that it doesn't relate to an area. The psul is it won't have a shame of dalet al dalet, meaning to say it can't be considered its makom.
In the case of the egos, when you put that on the mind, is that a psul because it lacks in makom dalet al dalet, or because
it's the same thing? It's the same thing. It's the same thing. It's just the Rambam is just going through the Chiddush that even if you put it on the Kli, you might think that it's good. Even though you put it on the Kli, you might think that it's good because the Kli is a proper place for an egos. Like we were saying yesterday.
Then you have the technical Maisa, right?
Right. I mean, maybe I'm making a lot of validity, but I'm trying to say like this, that when the Rambam expresses the reason why the egos on the Kli is potter, and he gives the reason because it's not a mokom arba, that means to say that it does really relate to a place. It does really relate to a place, but in a way that precludes it from becoming its place. It would be like if a yad didn't have the properties of yad, right? Let's say a yad didn't have the special properties of yad, right? And you put something on somebody's hand, so that would be it would be there, right? But it wouldn't qualify as its place because it's not there in a certain way. In other words, what I'm trying to say is like this: there's two reasons why a thing is not munach, either because it doesn't relate to any place. Meaning you put it on a moving person, doesn't relate to any place, or it relates to a place, but in the wrong kind of a way. It relates to a place through an invalid tira. You know what I'm saying? So when the problem were that it doesn't relate to any place, like an animal that's moving or a person that's moving. You don't say it's not al gabi mokom dalet al dalet. You say it's not related to anything, right? But the case by the mayim, the Rambam specifically says because it's not you're not being oker mi mokom dalet al dalet. Meaning to say it does have a relationship to this place, right? But not dalet al dalet. What's dalet al dalet? Dalet al dalet is a terminology for being its place. So the mayim the kli on the mayim on the karka is never considered to be a true tziruf to the karka. It's some tziruf to the karka, but it's not. It's related to the place, but not in the. It's the opposite. It's like the opposite of the hand. The hand qualifies as dalet al dalet, even though it's not really dalet al dalet, right? And the mayim won't qualify as dalet al dalet, even though it really is. Why? Because dalet al dalet just means that there's a certain type of a relationship. So the hand can be smaller and have that kind of relationship, and the mayim can be that size and just intrinsically be removed from that kind of a relationship. You understand? But it's different than putting it on a moving thing. It would be as if it would be like if you had a giant fan that things could hover in, right? So it's just not the kind of a relationship. It's set, and it's local, and it's going to be kept by the air. It's going to be kept in this spot, but that's not the kind of a tzirf that we talk about. Conceptually, can I say it has a relationship to karka? Factually, can I say it has a relationship to karka? Yes, because it's just going to be isolated to this area. But is that the din of dalet al dalet that we need? No. It doesn't qualify because of the type of relationship. That's what the Rambam's explaining. That's what he means. The psul is the shame of a mokom dalet al dalet. The psul is not like a moving object that doesn't have any tzir of the karka. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. So if you have those two qualifications, one is that it must be a hanacha to a place. In other words, the object must relate to a place, and then it's a question of does that place fulfill the qualifications to create a tzir? Right? So according to that, according to the Rambam, what's the difference between the egos case and then the egos in the
Lemaisa, there's no difference. But there was a Havamina that there's a difference. Lemaisa halacha, there's no difference. The Rambam's not going to differentiate between them. Because since halachically we say they're both usher, they're both possible for the same reason. There was a Havamina, there's a question if the egos is immediate place is proper. Can it relate? Now, the Rambam would seem to be learning the question slightly differently than what we're saying. Yes.
Right.
If the immediate place, I'm not sure about that. I thought it was opposite for a minute.
Okay.
But these stars switch around. But if the immediate place is the general place is good, but it's lacking the immediate place.
What is lacking in its immediate place? Like, what makes it lacking?
Mayim is not something that can. Mayim just intrinsically is mufka from being the thing's place.
So this is different than. Let me just clarify that. This is different than the idea of Derech Matzniya, then, that we were trying to say.
It's different than the Derech Matzniya, I think.
Right.
Different than Derech Matzniya.
Because yesterday we were seeing as though that was its makom was Derech was Matzniya, right? That's what. Now we're saying that's a different idea.
Why do you say it's opposite?
Because yesterday we were saying that a guma specifically has the idea of Derech Matzniya, right? Because
it has
access,
right?
Which makes it its
but
place, right?
The technical mindset.
Right, exactly. Here we're saying though that the thing that's lacking here is that it does relate to the area, but it's lacking in its place, right?
Right.
And you're saying it's because of the property of water, right?
That's
not
right.
Nothing to do with access necessarily.
Right? That's right.
The same in lacking the technical.
Right,
no.
So then it would be like that the mayim is lacking as a mokom hanocha. I mean, it's similar.
But the
hanocha
is good.
It's lacking in the mokom hanocha because of the quality of the quality of mayim is removed from being a mokom hanocha. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not because it doesn't relate to the area around it. It's not because it doesn't relate to the karka. It does relate to the karka. The Rambam is learning the mayim as a relationship to the karka.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's the difference between the two ways we were saying yesterday.
Right.
Yesterday we were looking at the mayim as a thing in its own right. The Rambam seems to be looking at the mayim as a relationship to the karka. Right? Putting it on water is so he's saying that the mayim is mufka from being related to the from relating it to the karka. Right.
That's what
the Rambam is saying. That since it's on the mayim,
karka or related to.
Since it's on the mayim, it can't be considered munach on the karka in the proper way.
Right.
Right. But his question is, but Rava's question would be, that's the maskana. That's not necessarily. That's the maskana, but the other possibility would be, the other possibility could be a different svara. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the other possibility would be what? That since it does relate to the karka, it relates to the karka. Practically, it does relate to the karka. The only thing is, I mean, it would have to come out to be very similar. The only thing is that mayim can't be. No, it would have to be a similar kind of a question. It would have to be a similar kind of a question.
Is this idea at odds with the Rambam in the Parashat Mishnayos? There seems like he says pretty clearly that dalet al dalet is a din, and you know that things that aren't in a makom dalet al dalet, they just don't stay there. It's just not. It's not considered really like at rest. I mean,
yeah,
I that
that's
Mishnah
a
Torah,
that's a bit of
like
a generalization, it
would seem. Generalization. And also, just when you're saying a thing in its place, like if someone puts something in a Rosh Hashanah Rambam, you know, you're saying. I mean, there it's also it's not its place. How does that work? Or you say you define it by like
in terms of the way
for this object, the ground is its place.
Yeah.
The fact that in general it's just a rabbi that doesn't come into the picture.
I don't understand what it's.
You put a football in a baseball field, right?
not necessarily its place, but like in terms of the physical objects, they relate normally. Same thing with Shrista Robin. Like we don't care about the.
No, I mean relating to the ground properly.
Right. Exactly.
Those are made up. Those are real sentences.
Right, so I'm saying between the two objects, Rishusa Yachid or Rishusa Rabim is irrelevant to the way the two objects relate to one another.
They don't know this because he calls something one field resting.
Right. Exactly. Would that actually be a physical difference? I'm looking at the other hand. But you got scared. I'm sorry, I'm not really. It would seem the Rambam's take it was a different question. Rambam's take it would seem to be a different question. That he's saying that when you have a behemoth that's walking, or a person that's walking, like Tosis cases, and you're pouring water from one to the other, or ink from one to the other, all those other cases, there the objects, there there's no tzirf to the karka at all. Right? There there's no tzirf to the karka at all. Right? But what about over here? Over here, if you put the egos on the mayim, there's also no tzirf to the... There's, if you put the egos on the mayim, over here it's different. There it is a seer to the karka, but it's not in the proper way. Okay, one right. Says, how's it going to help? So if you put the egos on the mayim, definitely no anacha, because mayim is not a seer to the karka. But so why would the kli help? Why would the kli help? So the kli is not on the karka,
relative,
and the ego is not on the
right.
Karka.
Relative to the kli is supplying its place, right? You can.
So the Ram's question, maybe saying like this, that when the guy is walking, right, so there's no tzirf to the place at all, so there's no question. But here there is a tzirf to the place, right? The only problem is what? In other words, what I'm trying to say is like this, that... That I'll just describe for a minute. That if the kli, if there is a tzirf to the makom already, then you can just talk about the thing in the kli. But in other words, the kli really does have a tzirf to the makom. The kli really is related to the makom, but not in the proper way. That's fine. But it's not like it's mufka from the whole concept of makom. Now, the question would be like this: is it essential that every object be related to the karka? Right? Is it essential that every object really be related to the karka? Right. That's the maskana. That since the whole kli is not related to the karka, putting something in the kli is not going to relate to the karka, right? Mm-hmm. It's not going to help you. And just like the person who's walking and putting things from kli to kli, or do you say like this? Is it possible to say that it's not that everything has to be considered munach on the karka, right? But if something has no relationship, it's not that everything has to be considered munach on the karka.
Are you switching terminologies?
What's that? It's not going to work out. It's not going to work out because of the ksiva.
Because of the what?
Because of the ksiva. What's that? No, it was like this. Let's take, forget about the analogy for a minute. Let's take the case of the guys who's walking and pouring ink from cup to cup. Okay? Because that we know is definitely not a hanukkah. right? But the question is why? The question is why is it not enough when the guy pours from cup to cup, right? So one way is to say that since the whole system is moving, and the cup is not munach on the karka, so when you pour it into the cup, you're not pouring it, you're not meiniach on the karka. And really, the mokom of every object, of every ordinary object, ultimately is karka. Except for ink on paper, that's a different thing. But raw material ultimately have to be related to the ground. Okay? Or could you say that no, the reason why it's not a good hanacha is not because it's not related to the karka. You don't need it to be related to the karka. But since the kli is moving and has no relationship to any place, it itself can't be a mokom hanacha. So the difference would be like this. If the kli is floating in the water, how would that be a difference? If I have to relate the ink to the karka, so the relationship to the karka can't be greater than the kli's relationship to the karka, right? The relationship of the ink in the cup can't be greater than the cup's relationship to the karka. So the ink will not be considered munach al gabi karka. But if the problem over there was that the cup was in motion, here the cup is not in motion, it just doesn't qualify as munach on the karka. Notice, here the cup is not in motion, the only problem with the cup is that it's not the mokom hanacha. That's the chilek I was trying to make before. There's a difference between saying that the thing is not munach, which means it's in motion, and saying it's munach but not in its place. Right? It could be munach, but not in its place. That's not in motion. Right? So over here, the cup is not in motion. So maybe now I can view the cup as a proper... maybe I don't have to go to the karka anymore. Now I can just use the cup as its place. Uh-huh. Now, as if I always have to go to the karka. Right? If I always have to go to the karka... So since the mayim is not considered a good sirah for the cup to the karka, then it's impossible for the secondary thing to be greater than the primary thing, right? If the cup is not munach on the karka, then something in the cup is not munach on the karka. It's not possible.
Why is it not munach on the karka?
The cup, because mayim is not considered mokom hanocha legabi karka. Putting something on the mayim is not considered the hanocha on the karka, because the mayim doesn't have an absolute relationship to the karka. If a person is omeid, he does have an absolute relationship to the karka. Right? So that's considered agavi karka. But mayim is never considered agavi karka. That's what the Rambam expresses. Only legabi mayim it's agavi karka. But not legabi other things it's not agavi karka.
Why exactly?
Because the mayim is moving. And they're two separate things.
So then the kli is also moving.
That's right. That's why the kli will not be considered agavi karka. The kli is not munach agavi karka. That's the lashon the Ram says. Shemayim kulon ki'ilu hein munachim al haaretz. Oval imoy a kli tzof agavi mayim v'peres besoch kli yepater sherei lo nochu aperes agavi haaretz. Right? Why are they not munach agavi haaretz? Because the whole kli is not munach agavi haaretz. Right?
Is that because it's moving though? Because on the water?
No. See, that's the chiluk I'm trying to make. The difference between moving and not being related to the karka in the proper way.
Did you say moving one more time?
Moving is no tsiruf to any makom. Moving is not related to any makom. When a person is in motion, he's not related to any makom. Right? Mm-hmm. So, but the mayim, this mayim is related to the makom under it. It's just not a good relationship.
Of its place.
Of its place. It's not going to qualify as a makom of a proper hanacha. Right? It'd be like an unstable place. But an unstable place is still a place, but a moving person is not a place at all. That's what I'm trying to make the chilek over.
Why does its place have to go back to the karka? Why can't you look at the clay as its place?
So that's the question of Rava. When the guy is walking and pouring D.O. from cup to cup, why is that not a hanacha? Okay, if it's because you have to put the D.O. on the karka via the kli, right? And the kli is not al-gabi karka, right? So here too, if pouring the D.O. into a kli is really like being meiniach al-gabi karka, the only thing is, no one's meiniach the ink directly on the karka, you always put it in the kli. But that's essentially, if the ink was solid, you would put it right on the ground, right? So putting it into the kli is the way you put it on the karka, right? But since the cup is not related to the karka, because the whole thing is moving, so then there's no hanacha of the diyo agabi karka, right? But that means, say, there's a requirement of being meniach the ink on the karka, right? You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So then in this case, by the guma, it's also not munach agabi karka. Because it can't be related to the karka more than the kli is related to the karka. Right? And since mayim is not a proper hanocha, because it's too unstable, right? It's too unstable. When something is in an unstable place, it doesn't mean it's moving. It just means it's not a permanent type of a situation. Right? It doesn't mean it's moving. Correct? So that's the chilek over here. It's not moving, but it's not related properly to the ground. That's what I'm trying to say. So if ultimately the D.O. has to be on the ground, and it's only on the ground via the cup, then over here too, the peros are not on the ground. Because the cup is not properly situated on the ground. The relationship to the karka is broken by the mayim with regards to the cup, and kal v'chomer with regards to the pri. Right?
Yeah.
But if you say that it would be enough if the D.O. was munach in the kli, so long as the kli is a proper place, okay? Oh. So how is a kli a place when the kli itself is accessible? When the kli itself is related to karka. But the kli doesn't have to be related to karka in the proper way of a hanacha. In other words, the relationship of the kli to the karka can be...
Oh, I see.
In an unstable way. As long as the kli is not a thing in motion, then you can put something in it. Something that's in motion is not a thing that you put things into. But something that's not in motion is something you put things into. But it doesn't matter if it's solidly fixed to the ground or if it's tenuously attached to the ground. It's still not in motion. So if the hanacha is to the kli, but the kli can't have a certain soul of being moving, so then on the mayim it's not considered moving. That would really answer Tosa's question too, right? Because like, that's the thing over there in the Gemara in Bava Kama. It says that a boat is not considered moving. A boat is not considered moving. It's still and it's getting pushed. But it does have a tziruf to its place. Something is breaking it, though. Once in a while, it gets broken.
So ultimately, it comes down to whether the ink needs to be considered to be munach on... Or let's just take the egos.
Yes.
But the egos needs to be munach on the karka or on the kli.
Or on a
right?
Kli.
So if it has to be on the karka, then since the kli isn't munach on the karka, then the egos can't be.
Right.
Right. But if you say it has to be munach on the kli, then the fact that it's related to the karka, the kli is related to the karka, even though it's not b'makomo, that's enough to make it into a makom hanacha, and then the echoes can relate to that.
Correct. Right. Correct. Like a person doesn't have a din of being munach on the karka. Right? But, in other words, that's what I'm trying to say over here. That the question is it, if you're trying to, if you're trying to utilize the hanocha of the kli, trying to extend the shame munach of the kli to the dio, saying just like the kli is munach, I'll extend that shame to the dio, then the kli has to qualify in a hanocha of chiyuv chatas in its own right. Right? But if the kli itself can be a makom hanocha, just like the ksiva on the paper, the kli itself can be a makom hanocha. Right? The only thing is that a kli is not considered. It's like you have a case by Tumas. It's funny. I just heard a shiur of it on Shabbos. If you have like by Tumas Mace, so an ohel, right? An ohel is mafsik tuma. Right, so if a person is in an ohel, a separate ohel from the mace, that's masik tuma. But there's a case of an ohel zorok, that the whole, let's say you put a coin in the box, and you throw the box through the room that the mace is in, right?
Please don't.
You have to use the hole. So we say an ohel zorak doesn't have a shame on. Why? Because things in kalim in motion, things like that in motion, don't have, they lose their shame. It loses their shame.
Coin
would be tummy. Right?
Why does it lose its shame?
Because it's not a functional thing anymore when it's in motion. Right? It gives a problem with airplanes and cars, are they considered ohel zorak? But the point is that it lacks in the shame kli that it's in motion. But now that it's not in motion, it doesn't have to have motion in terms of shame kli. Munach in terms of shame kli is a different munach than munach in terms of Hilchos Shabbos. So if the dio in the cup, you're trying to extend the hanocha of the kli legabi Shabbos to the hanocha of the thing you put in it, then the kli has to qualify as a hanocha legabi Shabbos first, right? But if I can just be meimiach in the kli, the only thing is when it's moving, it loses its shame kli, right? So as long as it's not moving, it has the shame kli. It doesn't have to be munach legabi Shabbos. The whole idea of munach legabi daladal is only a din Shabbos. It's not a din kalim.
What point are you making?
I'm trying to make the same point.
Okay.
That if the hanocha, is the hanocha on the karka or in the kli?
Okay.
If it's on the karka, so then the kli has to be munach like, the kli has to be munach in terms of Hilchos Shabbos.
Okay.
But if it's just a din of the kli, then you don't need to make recourse to Hilchos Shabbos to define whether the kli is moving or not. As long as practically we say it's not moving, right? So then, it has a shame kli. So that was the boy, and that's exactly the lashon of the Gemara. You go basar kli, right? Or basar, if you go basar ego, it's a basar kli, right? In terms of the egos, well, it's not exactly, but in terms of the ego.
Yeah, are you trying to go from through the egos to the ground straight, or just worry about through the egos to
right.
the kli?
Right. Well, nothing works out perfectly.
Yeah. Right, I should say bus or karka. It'd be perfect, but yeah.
Should be bus or flea or bus or karka. Yeah. But that's an interesting question. It's an underlying question that bothers me. Is everything has to be related to the karka or not? Does everything have to be related to karka? Ultimately.
Goes up.
Even in the guy's hand, and that's what we're trying to work on with Rashi. Rashi seems to hold that the hand has to go be attached to the body that's munach on the karka.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
The hand has to be attached to the body that's munach on the karka. But what about the case of the ksav, right? The case of the ksav. So that you have to say, you have to differentiate. You have to say certain objects, they're like those things, certain objects, their hanocha is essentially ground, and other objects, the hanocha is another object. Sometimes you have a hanocha on another object. Right? The only thing is, when you're writing it on the paper, why is that paper considered in the Rishus Rab? So you must say it's because it's in the Avi of Rishus Rab. Right?
How does that work? That's not...
The paper doesn't have any munach. Well, everybody agrees up to 10 tefachim is Rishus Rab.
Stone object, you would assume, has to be attached to the ground, though, it seems, right? It's just
right.
Certain exceptions. That's not the question here, of whether it echoes.
No. So that's the chilek between the writing and the pouring from cup to cup. The writing is it's really its ultimate place. But pouring from cup to cup is just treating it like an object. So then it has to be on the karka. Right? But the question was, that was Rava's question. Does it have to be dafka shem munach on karka? Or can it be munach stam in a kli that's related to this rishus? That's in this rishus. And the only problem with the pouring from kli to kli is that it loses its shem kli. That it's not a mokom of hanocha when it itself is moving. Is a kli never a makom of hanocha? It's just a tzeiros to the karka, right? You know what I'm saying, Jeremy?
Do you think it has to be munach? The question is, does it have to be munach vis-a-vis the karka or vis-a-vis the kli?
Right. Is it enough just to be munach in terms of the kli? The only thing is, normally the kli is always munach on the karka too. Otherwise, it wouldn't qualify as a receptacle. A flying receptacle is not something that you put things into and take things out of, right? But here you have an unusual case. It's not really in motion, right? But yet it doesn't have a shem munach. So here you have the question. If the kli is just a vehicle to the ground, it's just a tzir to the ground, then you don't have it. But if the kli is its own thing, it's just normally when it's in motion, it loses the shame, loses its utility as a kli. Here it has utility as a kli.
And you're saying it has utility as a kli here because it's in a relatively small space,
right?
In the middle of the pond, so it's not going to really go anywhere. So utility is still there.
Yeah, mayim is not considered an emotion. It is considered right. I mean, shatfa nar would be a different story.
Yeah. You're saying it doesn't have use of utility because you just know where it's going to be.
Yeah. Well, the Ram is taking the best case scenario. Taking the best case. Take a small area of water and a possibility. The question is it possible? That's the question. Is it possible? So we hold it always has to be a munach on the karka, you say. Or at least it's a suffix. It's an unanswered question. It'd be interesting if we can see if we find cases. But that would seem to be against Tosus, because Tosus seemed to hold that the yad itself is the mokum hanacha. Right? The Rambam would be going more like Rashi's shita here. That the karka always has to be the ultimate resting place. And that's good, because that's what we weren't learning in the same ways. Yeah.
With the ink, why does it matter where the paper, the ink on the label, why does it matter where the paper is? It doesn't just matter where the ink is, and it's resting.
It's resting on the paper.
Yeah, but it's resting on the paper.
Oh, but that's the image of the rabbit.
But
that's
right, the ink. It doesn't matter where the paper is. It doesn't matter where the ink is. It has to be resting, and it has to be in the image of the rabbit. But it also doesn't have to be resting on the paper. Well, I mean,
right.
I mean,
the paper makes it. The paper makes it resting.
Right.
Right.
The paper's moving, isn't it?
So you're saying it's more like.
I hear what you're saying. There's a very sharp chilek over there. I'm not sure if I can. I know this. It's a very good question. I see what you're saying. I know it's like a hard thing to define. I mean, you're saying once you write it, it has the shem munach, and where was it? In Rishus Rabin? Doesn't have to be that the paper is. You're right.
The paper is just
the
condition that you need
munach.
To make the.
Right. The paper is not munach. You're absolutely right about that.
Right.
The paper is not munach. But you must say that it's because it's in the avir of Rishus Rabin, though, right? You have to say.
Otherwise,
ink,
it's just not related.
You have to say if the guy wrote it with his hand over 10 tefachim. Right? I mean, it would seem you'd have to say that. I wonder if they... It would seem you'd have to say that. Unless you're going to say... It would seem you'd have to say... If you don't say... If you don't say that, we're in trouble. Because then you're going to say that even though he's walking and the paper's higher than 10 tefachim, it's still related to the karka via the man.
Mm-hmm.
That would seem to be troublesome. Oh, boy. Okay. I don't know if we're going to put on the network.
You know what?
The big one to put on the network.